Mark, let me play for you the Chris Christie description of how he went about this 4 weeks ago. Cut number four.
I brought my senior staff together, I think about 4 weeks ago, tomorrow, and I put to all of them one simple challenge. If there is any information that you know about the decision to close these lanes in Fort Lee, you have 1 hour to tell either my chief of staff, Kevin O'Dowd, or my chief counsel, Charlie McKenna. And I told them that in an hour I was going to go out in a press conference, and if no one gave me other information to the contrary, that I was going to say that no one on my staff was involved in this matter. Over the course of the next hour, Kevin and Charlie interviewed each member of my senior staff, came back and reported to me that they all reported that there was no information other than what we already knew that had been testified to by Senator Barone.
And then he went on to say cut number five.
If I had ever had an inkling that anyone on my staff would have been so stupid but to be involved and then so deceitful as to just to not disclose the information of their involvement to me when directly asked by their superior. And those questions were not asked, by the way, just once. They were asked repeatedly.
So, Mark Slatton, these are emphatic declarations of purposeful intent to get to the bottom of it, and refreshing compared to the vanishing act that Hillary played on the night of Benghazi, or the Rose Garden press conference where we parsed the word terrorism after Benghazi. That's why, on a political level, I think this helped him a lot today.
Yeah, that did. I mean, in a sense, I don't think you can compare sort of municipal traffic control with an outrageous infliction of, in effect, a small-scale military defeat on the United States in Benghazi. But you can certainly compare it with something, for example, like the National Park Service closures.
Yes.
Where there were petty, politically motivated closures of public facilities. And if you remember the World War II veterans kicking the barricades down to get to their war memorial, Obama isn't a big enough man to actually stand up at the podium and say, I've called the director of the National Park Service in, and I've told him I want the names of the idiots who were responsible for that, and there's going to be action about it. So one has to assume that this is the truth Chris Christie is telling here, and he's being honest, because no one would be that declarative about it if there's incriminating emails lying around.
And then comes perhaps what will be the most quoted excerpt for a long time to come, cut number eight.
I am not a focus group tested, blow-dried candidate or governor. Now, that has always made some people, as you know, uneasy. Some people like that style, some people don't. And I've always said, I think you asked me a question today after the election, are you willing to change your style in order to appeal to a broader audience? And I think I said no, because I am who I am, but I am not a bully.
I am not a bully, Mark Stein. That's reminiscent of I am not a crook.
it is reminiscent of that. I would say just to come back to where we came in, it may well be the case that Chris Christie is an authentic, upfront, non-blow-dried, non-focus-grouped politician. That may well be true. But the bigger lesson of this is that there's a kind of permanent political class of operatives who, regardless of the front man at the top of the pyramid, are carrying on, pulling a whole lot of stunts, regardless of whether it's a focus-grouped, blow-dried, phony politician at the top of the pyramid or Mr. Authentic like Chris Christie. And that gets, I think, to an interesting question about American politics, is what's the point of having a super-authentic candidate if he just hires the same old lousy campaign operatives as everybody else? One of the guys involved in this scandal is well known here in New Hampshire. He was Christie's campaign manager, Bill Stepien.
Yeah, he was thrown from the bridge today.
Yeah, and he's well known around New Hampshire primary circles because he was with the Bush campaign in 2000 and the McCain and Giuliani campaigns, and that's the thing. You know, it's not just about having a super authentic, non-blow-dry candidate, but actually having people of integrity lower down in the operation.
Great point.
Too.
One more Christie quote, cut number 10.
I said earlier, John, I'm heartbroken about it, and I'm incredibly disappointed. I don't think I've gotten to the angry stage yet, but I'm sure I'll get there. But I'm just stunned. And what does it make me ask about me? It makes me ask about me, what did I do wrong to have these folks think it was okay to lie to me?
Now, Mark, that goes exactly to what you just said. If you hire from the same gene pool, you're going to get the same genetic characteristics.
Well, and I think he's also making the point there that he is the chief executive. And there were people around him who obviously thought this was something he would like, that at a certain level thought this is something he would like them to do. In a sense, it's, you know, who will rid me of this turbulent Fort Lee mayor? That's basically what's going on, isn't it?
Yes,
and
that's exactly.
He's kind of acknowledging there that there is something wrong in an environment in which someone somewhere down the chain thinks this is a stunt that the governor would like them to pull.
Does he have to go on his knees in the snow across the George Washington Bridge and wait for a couple of hours? I think that's what Henry II did, didn't it? And then what he did?
That's right. Yep, yep.
Okay, last question. The media today drove me crazy. We got about a minute left. They wouldn't ask obvious things like, what did Mary Pat say and what did she advise you? They wouldn't ask about the DMs and the emails. They wouldn't ask fact-based questions that move investigations for. What'd you make of the media today?
Yeah, no, I think this is always the way, and I think this is why press conferences generally, whether they're good or bad, is entirely to do with the ability of the politician. Because the media in this country just stick to these sort of generalized emotional questions. The way you nail a politician, whether it's Chris Christie or Obama or anyone, is to zero in on sharp, short, fact-based questions. And these people were too self-indulgent to do any of that.